House Bill 4360 prohibits the collection of zombie debts. Zombie debts are defined as debts attempted to be collected in which the statute of limitations has passed. The introduced bill chose to define these debts as zombie debts because they appear when presumably they should be dead. Chairman of the House Banking and Insurance Committee Cliff Moore says that the bill's intended purpose is to protect honest elderly people who may not know what the statute of limitations means.
If your mother's elderly and she gets a call from a debt company 10 years from now or 20 years from now that a debt was created many years ago, she would have a tendency to pay that. But the statute says you don't have to do that because it's a dead deal. And so we just reinforce what the statute already says.
The subcommittee for the bill recommended 4 amendments, including setting the debt collection limit at 10 years. Delegate Mark Hunt, a member of the subcommittee, said that this was included because it is already the standard.
Contracts have a 10-year statute of limitations. So after that 10-year statute of limitations, I can no longer be sued on that contract. So we chose 10 years. That's the outward limit that a person is going to have the ability to file some type of legal proceeding, whether it be a suit, whether it be some type of garnishment, whether it be some type of lien. It's going to be 10 years.
The committee approved the bill and sent it on to a second reference by the House Judiciary Committee. On Friday, the committee inserted clear language prohibiting the collection of debts if the statute of limitations has expired, it is no longer owned by the original obligee or successor by merger or acquisition, has been sold or otherwise transferred by the original obligee to a debt collector, and the debtor has made no payments for the last 10 years. The bill will be up for vote by the full chamber Wednesday. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Aaron Payne in Charleston.